Hey, it's Deanna and Justin.
Hello. I'm in excruciating pain. I'll tell you in a
minute. What's wrong?
It's two things. I'll tell you in a minute.
All right. First, we're going to do
liar. I almost had to cancel. It was so bad this morning.
Oh, God.
Okay.
First, we'll do liar, liar.
Okay. So St. Patrick's Day is coming up, and we're going to tell St. Patrick's Day stories. I went to the Aaron Express in Philly, which is just like a bus bar crawl thing. And my buddy just had moved into a new home, so I had his address in my phone, and he got way too drunk. So we called him an Uber, and we threw him in the Uber. And we sent him home, and then he disappeared for like 5 days, and we had no idea where he went. And then he never told us.
On St. Patrick's Day a few years ago, I was in a play, and the premise of the play was that somebody was running for a local office. So we had these pins made as part of the play merch with this guy's face on it, and it said, you know, vote for Kevin.
Yeah.
So we all go out on St. Patrick's Day after rehearsal, and I had the pins in my car, and I started handing out the pins to everyone at the bar and told them to vote for Kevin for local office. He was the Green Party.
I will tell you who's lying at the end. I
what did you do to your back?
So I hurt my back lifting, I think, and okay. Like I've just been icing it up. That's one, but just getting better. This morning, though, well, that happened last night. So I'm like a barefoot person. Like I just, when I go to do things outside, barefoot, doesn't matter. Now that the weather's getting nicer, barefoot. So I took the trash out last night. And hopefully it gets picked up today because they're super inconsistent. I stepped on something.
Oh.
And I'm like, So I walk inside. The pain goes away. I turn my foot over and I look and I don't see anything. So I go to bed. This morning I wake up and my foot is just swollen.
No.
I'm like, oh my God, like what is in my foot? I can't put any weight on it.
Did you step on a bee?
No. So I thought we have thorn bushes. Uh-huh. Also, why are they part of landscaping?
I don't know.
Just whatever. And they're on the walkway. Like whatever.
Yeah, not a good place.
So it's like 7 o'clock. I have to wake up, I have to walk the dog because my mom has cleaners coming over to clean the house. And I'm like, well, I got to like figure this out before they come because I got to get out of here and I got to come in here. And I can't put any weight on it. I'm like, Mom, we got to do something. So I grab a bucket. I put water in it. I put Epsom salt in it, which is just salt, and soak my foot. Put my foot up on the stool. She's got tweezers. She's digging in the bottom. She's like, I see it. She's digging in my foot, digging in my foot. Can't get it out. I am drenched in sweat.
God.
It hurts so bad. And then she goes, I wish I had my needles from work. And I'm like, what are you talking about? So she works for an oncologist. So she used to draw her blood. Blood work. Like she was the one to do it. She's the only one who could really stick me. And I'm like, what are you talking about? She goes, when you were a kid, I used to use these super sharp needles to get the splinters out.
Mm.
And I'm like, I don't remember this. She's like, oh, it's because you were asleep. She was doing surgery whilst I was asleep as a child because my dad built a deck. But he used, like, cross-hatching wood, which is very splintery. And I apparently used to get them all the time, and she would dig them out when I was sleeping. Which,
oh, my God.
Let me tell you, I probably should have just taken a nap and had her do it while I was sleeping. Because I was grabbing onto the table. The dog's licking me. I'm like, oh! And when you, it doesn't hurt. It's weird because it doesn't hurt when you're, like, digging around it.
Yeah.
When you hit it.
Yeah.
It hurts so bad. So I think.
You don't think that would have woken you up, though?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, when they knock you out when you go to the dentist for sleep, you don't feel anything. You don't have to, like, they don't really numb you sometimes.
That's kind of dangerous. If you had a reflex and, like, kicked her in the head.
God, no, I'm not that quick. My knees are shot. I think I got most of it out, so I can walk. Like, I took the dog for a walk afterwards.
Gosh.
But this is a good advertisement for Hoka shoes because those things are unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. I have
a pair. My God.
Yeah.
Dude, there's no. I guess the shoe is designed to not put pressure on certain parts.
Right.
Zero pressure on my foot.
Yeah.
Now I got Vans on, and it hurts a little bit, but the Hokas I have.
Flat feet shoe.
Yeah. The Hokas I have are so ugly. They're
they're the worst.
They're purple and light blue.
Yeah.
And they're chunky. I like them. The colors are ugly. The shoe is cool ugly, if that makes sense. It's so terrifying that I think it's cool.
I hate it.
But let me tell you, if you hurt your foot, these things, I mean, these are amazing shoes. And they helped my... My foot was swollen.
The only reason I bought a pair of those is when I started running again. And I hate them. I hate the color combos. I hate everything about them. I think they're the ugliest shoe ever, but they're comfortable.
And the other thing I realized whilst doing the soaking is that I have to cheese grate the back of my foot because it's just
ew.
My summer feet are year-round feet. They're just not good. Yeah, that's it hurt pretty bad.
My dog completely embarrassed me the other day. Mm-hmm. I couldn't wait to tell you this because it was just a moment out of a movie. Like, this stuff doesn't happen. My dog and I were walking down the street in my neighborhood. And I've noticed as my dog has gotten a little older, he's not that old, he's only six. Mm-hmm. But as he's gotten a little older, his digestive issues have started to come to the surface.
Much like humans.
Yes. Things have changed. He used to be able to eat anything.
Yeah.
You know, wouldn't bother him. But now if he has like a little too much of something that he's not used to, you know, he'll like.
It's getting runny.
Well, yeah, that. And, you know, he'll be like passing gas around the house.
Yeah.
But
that's, dogs farting is the funniest thing.
They're audible.
Oh, yeah.
Audible farts.
Yeah, they're.
Like, I can hear it.
Juicy.
I can hear it. And
so gross.
Jacob and I will stop in our tracks and look at him and go, are you serious? So we're walking down the street in my neighborhood and somebody is passing by. An older gentleman is passing by on a bicycle.
Okay. How old is this gentleman?
60 plus.
Okay, because he's also farting while riding. Just, you know he is.
I was just hoping that his helmet helped to shield any outside noise.
Okay.
Because as he passed me, my dog farted. And I'm like, there's no way this guy thinks it's my dog. He totally thinks that was me. Like, if he heard it,
was it, juicy?
It was so loud.
Did it leave a tail?
Like, it shocked me.
Does he pick his tail up when he farts? I guess when he's walking, it's already, like, wagging.
Yeah, and he, like, he's walking, and it's just like, you know, it just comes out as he's walking. And I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe this. So I texted Jacob, and I said, you won't believe what your dog just did. Your dog just completely embarrassed me in front of a total stranger. This guy on our street, like, now every time he sees me, if he heard it, he's going to look at me as, like, the girl who farts
fart
while she walks.
That's nicknaming neighbors. You're a fart
and
lady.
And Jacob said, you know what you should have done? You should have, you know, done the whole, like, hand on the side of the mouth thing, like, you know, making sure that Rad can't hear what you're saying. And turn to the guy and go, must be the new puppy chow.
Oh, that's somehow worse. That's escalating.
I said no. That just would have added more embarrassment.
Does the dog burp?
Yes. Yes.
Does it burp in your face?
And those are audible too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's like a.
Dude, I'll be laying on the couch and Murph will come up, like put her face right in my face. Because what I've learned with golden retrievers is they just stare through your soul.
Yeah.
And she'll just right in my face. And she eats fish-based food. So it's just so foul.
So does Rad. It's all salmon
Maybe
flavored.
I think it might be that. Yeah. I think it might just be the fish
Well,
foods.
It's good for their coat, but
yeah.
Like, man, does it make their burps smell.
When you take him for a walk and he has a runny poo, do you just leave it? I leave it.
No.
Oh, I always leave it.
Oh, no.
I did it the other day, but I fake that I pick it up.
You do not.
I can't pick up water with a bag.
Oh, well, I mean, if it's watery, yeah, what
yeah,
are you going to do?
I'm faking it. Here's my thing, and I, you know, dog poop, we should just leave it. Because what do we do with dog poop? We put it in a bag that doesn't degrade in the environment. Poop is poop. Poop is natural.
Oh, see, we got compostable bags.
Yeah, but like a lot of people don't have those.
Right, it's true.
We have Inquirer bags because the factory shut down and we got like 50 things of them and they're the best.
And sometimes if I get shopping bags from the grocery store, I'll use those just to get rid of them, like the plastic bags. We still get plastic bags at our grocery store.
Same. But what I'm saying is we should just leave the poo. I say this. Knowing full well that my neighbors who just moved to North Carolina got fined by the HOA.
Oh, my God.
Because they DNA test the dog's poop when you move in.
No way.
Yeah. This is why homeowners associations are evil.
It's a bunch of crap,
and
I know.
And if I run for president ever, I'm banning
what
them.
What do they even do for people?
Nothing. Here's what they are. They're a bunch of people who, like, hated high school and write letters in Comic Sans font for the weeds out front. If you're in one, I'm not sorry. They don't. You know what it does? It cuts the grass and it. They don't even plow the street. The street's the public thing.
We had an HOA.
Stupid.
Out back in Reno, and it was minimal. It was like $50 a month, but still, like all they
it's
did.
Too much.
All they did was, you know, like take care of the public landscaping.
Yes.
Like down the road.
I'm
from
okay
our house,
with that.
Right down the road from our house, there was like a park.
Yeah.
And they would plant trees there, and they would, you know, like mow that grass, and they would make sure all the, you know.
Doesn't look like crap.
Yeah. And it always did look nice. And I'm like, okay, for $50, I'll deal with it. But if it were more than that, I wouldn't have moved in there.
If I had gotten fined by an HOA for my dog's poop because they DNA tested it, I would start pooping outside.
DNA test this.
They're like, this is human poop. And then it would be, I mean, the Facebook page for the HOA would. Absolutely explode. All right, I have a question for you. Out of like the holiday characters, so Santa,
yeah,
the Easter Bunny, the Tooth Fairy, which one is the scariest?
The Easter Bunny,
right? I feel like that is a communal
life-size bunny rabbit who interacts like a human being. Weird.
I go to trivia the other night, and we play at the same bar every week. It's a PJ Wheelhands, and it's usually the same bartenders. And I asked this question, and everybody agreed that the Easter Bunny is the scariest one. And then a girl at the end of the bar said, I would say maybe leprechauns. And I'm like, well, you know, usually
all right.
I don't associate
Fair.
Them, right?
Yeah.
And then she said, I think it's because the leprechauns would come at night on St. Patrick's Day and cause chaos in my house. And I went, what? And then five other people said, yeah, when I was a kid, the leprechauns would come on St. Patrick's Day at night and screw up the house.
They're like mischief leprechauns?
Like, you know how Santa comes at night and the Easter Bunny comes at night? The leprechauns were coming at night. I've never heard. Multiple people agreed that this was a tradition that happened in their house.
Leprechauns never came to my house.
No, this is, and they were all 25 years and younger. So I don't know if I've missed something.
Maybe it's,
none of my friends have heard of this.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've never heard of this. Elf on the Shelf is different. Elf on the Shelf is new.
But maybe it's
this
like
is the precursor.
Yeah,
for Elf
maybe
on the
it's
Shelf.
Like a new thing.
I don't.
You know,
I've never heard of this though.
Me either.
See,
first time.
But multiple people were chiming in, like, yeah, the leprechauns would come. I just burp like my dog. They would dye the milk green. They would leave footprints and stuff.
Oh, that's
and,
involved. Yeah,
yeah
I've never heard of that.
Elf on the Shelf's involved, too. But it blew my mind. I asked a lot of people. No one's heard of it. But then the younger kids have. So
did
maybe.
You Google it?
No, I should Google it.
I feel like if you Google it.
I was saving it for this moment. What do I Google though?
I don't the leprechaun tradition. I don't
leprechaun leprechaun. I'm not gonna type that. Leprechaun comes to house St. Patrick's Day. I guess it's a thing. It's a leprechaun in the house. St. Patrick's Day tricks for kids.
Wow.
A visit from a leprechaun. This is on Reddit from last year.
Okay.
Asked
so it's a thing?
I picked up my kids from school yesterday, and they asked me at the leprechaun and visited and brought gifts. They told me friends had gotten gifts from the leprechaun. My eldest kid got a freaking PS5.
What?
There's a lot of profanity in this. No gifts or anything, but I know some leprechauns that do chocolate coins. This is like, this got to be new. This has got to be new.
Yeah,
it's got to be new. This has got to be like a
you
new
know what,
thing.
You know what generation this is?
The leprechaun generation.
The gender reveal generation.
Oh.
Yeah, because.
I think they're gone by the wayside, though, so.
When I was like in my 20s and 30s and my friends were settling down, nobody did gender reveals. But now all of a sudden.
That's because you guys only had MySpace.
Another excuse to have a party.
You guys had Zanga in MySpace.
This is like
Tumblr.
Another excuse to, you know, like do something cute and post it on Instagram.
So yeah. I don't know. If you have kids in the car, very sorry. They're now expecting
now
a PS5
asking
in a week.
About the leprechauns.
I just had never heard of it before.
Since we're on the subject. I am going into my 41st year on this earth of not having a shamrock shake ever in my life.
I don't know if you're missing out.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it's...
See, I think that's why I've waited so long. Like, I've gotten to a point now where...
You should do it.
It's been so long since I have never had one that I feel like I don't want to ruin the allure of it.
They've
like,
become better.
I want it to be good because I love mint.
It will be good.
But I just don't want to be disappointed.
I mean, it's a McDonald's. But the thing is, there is a risk that is involved with having the Shamrock Shake to where it's not blended well, and then you sip on it and it's just a pocket of toothpaste. That's like the only, that's what it tastes like.
You get like little bursts of mint. That's what I'm afraid of. I don't want to get a Shamrock Shake, getting all excited thinking, oh, it's my first one.
Yeah.
And then be like, this thing sucks.
I think they have a chocolate. See, here's what I think they have a chocolate Shamrock Shake. They used to.
I would do that.
That's the one you have to get.
All right, I'll do that. They should really just call it a thin mint shake.
You really got to, trademark. You really got to ease yourself into the Shamrock Shake action. But there is a risk that you will just ingest toothpaste.
I was thinking about it the other day because when my birthday rolls around, I give myself a little bit more freedom to kind of have some extra treats. Some extra sweets than I would normally have. And I was thinking, maybe it's time I get a Shamrock Shake. But I'm still battling with it.
I wouldn't. Here's where I'm at with that. I wouldn't classify it as like a treat. I would say it's just a life experience. Like you've never had one. So you just do it to do it. Like it's part of life. Like a colonoscopy is not a treat.
Right.
Like
it's a milestone.
Milestone. Colonoscopy, Shamrock Shake,
Shamrock Shake, milestone.
Don't have a Shamrock Shake before a colonoscopy because then they're going to think that your insides are rotting. That actually would be funny.
Bad move.
Yeah, I do. That's
if you wanted to prank your your GI doctor, then yeah.
Don't drink the red Gatorade before because they'll think it's blood.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the dye.
I never thought of that.
In the red Gatorade. So before your colonoscopy, no Shamrock Shakes and no red Gatorade. But they did have a chocolate one. I don't know if they still have it. But, you know, it's good. It's mint flavored. It's not like, you know. It's not amazing, but it's the experience.
So my birthday's coming up.
Yes.
And you know I'm a big fan of freebies.
Uh-huh.
The freebies in my email inbox have dwindled. I'm not getting nearly...
You know, they're like, she's too old. Now.
I'm not getting nearly as many emails. To the point where this is how old I am. I just realized. I went into my emails... And I did a search for like all the places that I usually get freebies from.
Did you type in free? You had a list.
Well, no, I just like did a search for birthday.
Okay.
Because it would pop up like, you know, happy birthday. Here's a something on us. And
here's a free Bloomin'. You'll always be able to get a free Bloomin' Onion.
Free Bloomin' Onion.
Just always.
Actually, I don't think I'm signed up for that.
You just walk in and they'll just give you one.
Okay.
Like, I think they just give them out to anybody.
I'll work on it. But I went into my emails and I found one. I got an Einstein bagel.
Okay.
Like, you get a free breakfast sandwich.
That's a legit freebie.
With any purchase, right? So you can go buy a coffee and you get a free breakfast sandwich. I was like, okay, that's cool. But usually I get, like, a free sub at Jersey Mike's, like, a free muffin at My Favorite Muffin. Like, I don't have any of these emails.
Have you unsubscribed to things, though?
No,
that could be why.
Not those. I don't
But I think if you hit unsubscribe, it just unsubscribes.
I don't unsubscribe. So the food places that are going to give me a birthday freebie.
You are committed to the freebies.
I am. But I think people have gotten wise now to the fact that there are people out there who only patronize their business.
Yeah.
For the once a year freebie.
You are committed to the freebies.
I am.
There's someone who works here that is 30 times more committed to the freebies than you.
Really? Who? I need to talk to them.
Kara. Lester.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to
So if you don't know who she is, she works for MGK.
I'm going to go knock on her door.
In Ben FM. And she has a twin sister. And
that is wild.
I just found this out a couple weeks ago because I had something to tell her one day and she was off and I saw on Facebook that it was her birthday.
Yeah.
And she told me that every year her and her sister take off from work and they get all the freebies in one day.
That is genius.
They take off just every year. Crazy, right?
They just do a tour and go get all the free stuff.
She broke it down. I don't know. I don't know if I have it in my text, but she like broke it down the whole list of what she gets, and then her and her twin sister, and they get like lunch with their dad in the middle of the day, and then that's like halftime, and then they go out and get more stuff. They just do a whole tour of it.
Yeah, I'm going to need.
You should. I think she's here today.
She is. I saw her. Okay. I'm going to need some more info.
Go in and be like, Justin told me that you take off every year for the freebies. Where do you go?
Tell me more.
And I guarantee she will pull up her email and it will be 50 to 60 different freebies that she gets.
Forward me all the emails.
I like, it's a good tradition, I think. Especially if you have a sibling on the same birthday as you.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah,
but
it's just you. But it's also on a Saturday, so.
You know what else made me realize like how uneventful this birthday is? Like 41 is not exciting.
Yeah.
This morning, my mother posted on Facebook, happy birthday, and it's not my birthday yet. And then when I commented, like, oh, look at mom trying to get ahead of the game and, like, beat everyone.
Please tell me she said
to the punch. She goes, oh, my God, I thought today was.
Yes.
She's welcome. Like, I thought today was March 9th. I woke up thinking it was the 9th, and I was like, it's not, but thank you.
You're officially washed up.
I that's am. It. My birthday is not important enough, obviously.
Your own mother, who lives a mile away.
A mile from me.
Moved with you to Reno. Birthed you. Spends a lot of time with you. Thought your birthday was today, and it's not today. Washed up, baby.
This birthday is so uneventful.
No, I mean, there's none after this, like, that are good.
What do 50. You do? Like, I feel like, you know, you can only really celebrate.
You do every 10 years.
The big O's, right? You celebrate the 30.
You can celebrate that way if you want to. Your big birthdays, the big O birthdays. Well, no, not this one. 16. So, wait, what's a quinceanera is 15, right?
I thought that was 16. Maybe it is 15.
Quince.
Yeah, you're right. 15.
So, okay, so we'll go. It's usually 16, 18, 21,
30, 40, 50, 60.
So, no, I think when you get past 50, you do like 60, 65.
Oh God.
Because you're going to die soon. So
Oh my God, that is awful.
It's another 5 years.
Soon?
Not soon, but they're like, you know. I'm running out. But like what? You 50, 60, 65.
You got a whole adult ahead of you.
You can even do like between 70 and 75 because that's a life expectancy. So you do like 74.
Once you get
past 74, you do every year. You're like, big birthday. You know what I mean? They hit 80. Then you're like, all right, let's wrap it up. You know, you're like,
Oh my God.
I'm not wrong. That's what happens. You got a couple milestones, and then at the end, you're like, still alive. Let's celebrate.
Still alive.
Right? I envy those people.
I'm still here.
Let's do something big every year, because I'm still kicking. That's how I would like to live my life.
Oh, my gosh.
Live my life, like, if I get past 70, which I don't think I will, I think it'll be, like, 71, 72, 73, big birthday, right?
That's really depressing.
Nah. I mean, I'm realistic with it. I've had a good time. I'm halfway done, I think.
Oh, God.
And then I'll be good. So I got 28 years left on the clock.
Was that you kicking the bucket?
Yeah, 28, and then in a couple months off, 27 years left. I think I really do think I'm like done at 60. Like, do something cool. I mean, I don't know. I have some retirement saved up, but I'm just gonna blow it anyway. Like, you can't spend it when you're dead, you know?
Yeah.
Do it now. Celebrate every year.
I am pretty excited for one thing in particular because, of course, Jacob and my mom were asking me, like, you know, what do you want to do for your birthday? And I said, I want to go to Olive Garden.
Oh, yes. I thought I was going to suggest Texas Roadhouse, but we're on the same level here.
We're going.
Oh, it's the best.
And, you know, Jacob, the whole time, like the last couple weeks, Jacob's like, I'm not going to Olive Garden, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, I'm not bringing you back a doggy bag.
I'm going to go have the tour of Italy.
Going. Like, yeah.
I think, like, those chains again becoming popular.
Yeah.
Along the same side.
Well,
Butt Rock, Dad Rock's getting popular again, too. I'm glad everything's getting its flowers.
You know what? You just made a very good point. I want to listen to Nickelback all the way to Olive Garden.
Absolutely.
And then leave Olive Garden, and then we're going to go see a really great band at a club, like, down the road from our house. But they just built a new Olive Garden.
Oh, man.
Like, in our area.
They took the bricks in from Italy, a.k.a., like, Cherry Hill. But, like, they...
Right. Little Italy.
I am
in Philadelphia. Yeah,
Little Italy. I'm a staunch supporter of Texas Roadhouse, so I'm in on the Olive Garden thing.
I'm stoked.
Wait, my mom with Olive Garden. When you order takeout there and you order the salad, the container that they give it to you in is amazing. So there's a bowl on the bottom with the lettuce.
Yeah.
And then on top is another container with little sections of the toppings.
Right, all the
accoutrements. So none of it gets soggy. Mm-hmm. And then they give you the two little peppers, which are the best part. It's amazing. One time she even washed it and then used it again. And I said, stop. Which is just order more Olive Garden.
You could probably get those on Amazon.
Yeah. Well, these come sealed because they're already prepackaged. Right. But let me tell you, the lasagna there is good.
I am so excited.
The tour of Italy is good. They used to have the breadstick sandwiches. Good.
I want to like
love it.
Put a pinky up and talk like Tony Soprano and order the Chianti.
Real quick, too, if you know how if you go and they do the cheese grater thing,
yeah.
You can buy the cheese grater from them.
Can you really?
Yeah, you're allowed to buy it. They sell them.
I need that.
Because it's the Pampered Chef one, which is the best cheese grater of all time.
Oh, well,
Pampered
that
Chef
makes
inspired.
Sense.
Pampered Chef inspired, I guess.
Yeah.
Which that thing is.
I need that in my kitchen.
I think ours is like 30 years old. So Pampered Chef stuff lasts.
You
right?
bought it from Olive Garden?
No. We got it from one of those parties.
Oh.
You know, Pampered Chef was
MLM. Yeah, it was a big deal.
But it's
they have good stuff.
They have good stuff. But I'm pretty sure the one at Olive Garden is Pampered Chef inspired or adjacent. And then you can just be like, I want it. And it's like $25.
Yeah.
I think you should just buy
it. Someone buy me a birthday gift.
I think you buy it and then see how shocked Jacob and your mother
are. The Olive Garden cheese grater.
I'll have the cheese grater. And then they'll know because I'm pretty sure they're trained to know. That's it.
I'm going to do that.
See if you can buy it.
Put it on my tab. I'm not buying. It's my birthday.
Go up. All right, here's what you do. Go in. You know how, like, when you go and it's someone's birthday, you sneak away from the table?
Yeah.
Find the waitress and be like, I want to buy the cheese grater. And then don't tell your mom or Jacob. And then when the bill comes, I'm like, why is there a $25 cheese grater on here? And you say, treat myself. I think it's like I execute it. And just see
like
the shock.
I like that idea.
See the shock at all. You can buy it. I've seen it on TikTok, multiple TikToks when people do it.
All right.
Who was lying? Oh, it was me. I was lying.
Oh.
That's
right.
We didn't know where he went. We knew he was in the drunk tank and he fought his Uber driver on 76.
I'm telling you, we were walking around this bar handing out pins with my friend's face on it. Mm-hmm. And I was telling everyone to vote for Kevin. He's part of the Green Party.
Do you still people think have them? Like still people? Do you think people still have them?
I hope so, because I did a lot of work that night.
They're probably on, when I get a pin
canvassing
like that.
Canvassing everyone in the bar.
They're probably on backpacks, just in people's basements.
That's hilarious.
Like, who the hell's Kevin?
It says go green with his face on it.
They still have them. And they'll never get rid of them. That's the thing.
That's great.
Or they'll wind up at a Goodwill, which is even better.
Yeah. All right, so just a reminder, we have a text line. It's 215-995-1139. 215-995-1139. You can always text us.
Let us know if the leprechaun comes to your house. I'm so curious about this.
And I had an idea to put together a cute little opening for our podcast, and I want everyone to be a part of it.
You just reminded me I have to record one for somebody. Thank God you said that. I almost just fumbled it so bad.
So we did get a submission, and it's from our friend Brett Radler. So it's absolutely going in.
Just a big sexy voice.
The compilation. But yeah, you can call that number, 215-995-1139, and you can leave a voice. You can like text a voice note. You can leave a voicemail. But just leave a little note in there and tell us how much you love us or how much you hate us. Or you can just like repeat our tagline.
Do the latter.
Never perfect, always fun.
Well, I'm more likely to play the hate than the, than the positive stuff.
But yeah, so cool.
Okay.
Bye, mayonnaise.